We'll start alphabetically with Hala Ayala, a Northern Virginia delegate who was part of the blue wave that swept into the House of Delegates 4 years ago, one of the first Latin American women elected to the body. She is the daughter of a Central American immigrant. During the one and only debate for the Democratic lieutenant governor candidates, Ayala began almost every answer with a reference to her personal background. Here is a sample.
I come from humble beginnings. You know, I know what it's like to not have food on my table or worry about keeping a roof over my head and my lights on at night. I almost died having my son almost died. Medicaid saved our lives. You know, I'm a product of gun violence. I lost my father when I was 2 years old. I'm a mother of two black children. And every day I fear when they walk out of my home. No Virginian should ever feel that.
Andrea McClellan is a Norfolk City Councilwoman, first elected in 2016 after unseating a longtime incumbent. She points to being raised by a single mother before getting her degrees and later playing a leading role in two business startup ventures. McClellan focuses largely on tech issues, statewide broadband availability, and upgrading state government technology. She made specific note of months-long delays processing Virginia's COVID-related unemployment claims.
What we saw recently with the Virginia Employment Commission is something that should never have happened, and much of that was because of antiquated systems. I'm glad that we're moving forward, but this is something that's an issue throughout the entire state government.
Xavier Warren was born and raised in the Danville area before graduating from Hampton University. He's now a partner in a lobbying firm that seeks grants for nonprofits and an agent for NFL football players.
That's what I bring to the ticket, to be able to represent voices that have been left behind. Rural voters, minorities and individuals that went to minority serving institutions, people, small business owners that struggle with the tax burden of trying to be an entrepreneur in today's society, individuals that have taken salary pay cuts or lost their jobs. That's the type of inclusion I want to bring to Virginia.
One of the main issues at this debate centered around criminal justice laws and policing. Andrea McClellan.
No person should be in fear of those who are sworn to protect us. Unfortunately, there's a lot of mistrust in our police because of the police brutality that we have seen. And I support ensuring that our police departments look more like the communities that they serve and that we have more training for our police as it relates to mental health and crises and folks with disabilities.
Xavier Warren.
Guns have taken the lives of many Virginians. Sadly, majority of them are black and brown bodies. We need to do it by doing comprehensive background check, because you can't get a business loan, but somehow our children could get hands on guns.
Hala Ayala.
This is why I was so happy to work with my colleagues in the House to champion and usher transformative gun violence prevention. This is including universal background checks, keeping weapons out of domestic abusers' hands, and also reporting a lost or stolen firearm.
Another topic that drew plenty of attention is the degree to which critical race theory is or should be taught in public schools. Xavier Warren.
I didn't learn about my history until I stepped on the footsteps of Hampton University, one of our great historically black colleges and universities. And what I plan to do is fully fund these institutions so our children can be able to have someone that looks like them, that support them in their life.
Hala Ayala.
As a mother of two black children, as an Afro-Latina, this is a lived experience, not a talking point. I was never taught the truth about black history or my Latina heritage. We need to work to make sure our textbooks and our education curriculums include diversity, equity, and equality, and accuracy.
Andrea McClellan.
This is a Republican talking point, and this is part of their agenda. If you're going to talk about our education system, you should be talking about how do we provide our teachers better pay? How do we provide them more support services? How do we address our crumbling infrastructure?
On campaign finance reform, Virginia is one of the few states with no limits on campaign contributions. Hala Ayala says she supports restraints.
I wholeheartedly agree we need campaign finance reform. That is why I'm proud to be supported. All my contributions have been supported by Virginians.
But Ayala's largest reported contributor is a Maryland company, one that provided her more than $187,000 worth of in-kind services for planning and conducting a fundraising event in Washington. Ayala also stated she would never accept donations from lobbying powerhouse Dominion Energy, but a recently filed campaign report shows she did accept $100,000 from a Dominion Political Action Committee. Her office says Ayala's decisions are always based on what's best for Virginia families. Andrea McClellan says the time is now to enact campaign finance restrictions.
We should be working through this while we have the Democratic majority, because for one candidate who takes the high road, they will perpetually be at a disadvantage when others don't. We need to provide restrictions on out-of-state funds, on corporate funding, as well as in-kind donations and how campaign funds can be spent.
Xavier Warren did not specifically spell out his campaign finance position, but he was the only one on stage to directly address what became a controversial question asked to Roanoke delegate Sam Rasul about whether, as a Muslim, he could represent all Virginians, regardless of faith or beliefs.
Sam, I just want to say that you and your family have my support, and I would say, as a follower of Jesus, I live by the golden rule. You treat those the way you want to be treated.
Whoever wins the Democratic Party's nomination for lieutenant governor will face Republican Winsome Sears this fall. With this longer listen, Evan Jones, WFIR News.